We've been looking at the subject of Nubuwa, and we're looking at the lives of the prophets that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent, so that we're able to glean lessons from them to be able to assist us in reaching our full potential. We focused on the dialogue between Prophet Musa and Fir'aun, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala narrates in Surah Taha, this is Surah number 20. And in Ayah 49, he states the question that Fir'aun asked Musa when he said, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, قَالَ فَمَا رَبُّكُمَا يَا مُوسَى. And who is your Rabb, O Musa? And Prophet Musa alayhi salam replies, قَالَ رَبُّنَا الَّذِي أَعْتَى قُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلْقَهُ ثُمَّ حَدَى. Our Rabb is He who gave to everything its creation, then guided it to its goal. Well, yesterday we looked at the life of Prophet Adam alayhi salam. Today we will look at the life of Prophet Nuh alayhi salam. In between Prophet Adam and Prophet Nuh, I mentioned yesterday we had Prophet Sheeth alayhi salam, and we also had Prophet Idris alayhi salam, who was the great-grandfather of Prophet Nuh alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions Prophet Idris alayhi salam, and we find a mention of him in Surah Maryam, that is Surah number 19. In Ayah 56 and 57, he mentions Prophet Idris when he says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِدْرِيسِ إِنَّهُ كَانَ صِدِّيقًا نَبِيًّا. And mention Idris in the book, surely he was a truthful man, a prophet. وَرَفَعْنَاهُ مَقَانًا عَلِيًّا. And we raised him high in the heavens. It is said that Prophet Idris alayhi salam lived in where today you have Masjid al-Sahla in Kufa. And he was a tailor by profession. He was also the first to use a pen, and his name Idris comes from Darasa, which means to study, and it was due to the extent of his study of the books and tablets of both Prophet Adam alayhi salam and Prophet Sheeth alayhi salam. He was one who asked the Malikul Maut, Israel, to take his soul away, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives permission to do so. And then his soul was returned to his body. And when the angel of death asks him, why did you want me to do that? And he said, it's because I wanted to taste the tribulations of death and its agony, and thus become better prepared for it. He also asks to be taken up to the heavens, which is granted to him. He asks to see Jannah, and then refuses to leave Jannah, saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself has said that kullu nafsin za'iqatul maut, every soul shall taste death, each one of you shall come to it, and they will not be taken out of it. So he didn't want to leave Jannah. And Prophet Idris is one of the prophets who is still alive and who lives in the heavens. But focusing on Prophet Nuh alayhi salam, he was one of those prophets who lived a very long life. He was born about 126 years after the death of Prophet Adam alayhi salam, and many, many ahadith say that he lived for over 2,000 years. He preached and lived amongst his people for 950 years, which is mentioned in the Quran. And it is said that every day he would have a new sermon. The name Nuh in Arabic means one who wails or laments or weeps. It is said that Prophet Nuh alayhi salam used to weep over the sins of his people for the entire period during which he was admonishing them to renounce their evil ways, to abandon their idol worship, and to accept Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as their Rabb. And as I mentioned, it was 950 years, and we see it very explicitly in Surah Al-Ankabut, that is Surah number 29, Ayah 14, where Allah says, وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا نُوحًا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ فَلَبِثَ فِيهِمْ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ إِلَّا خَمْسِينَ عَامًا. And certainly we sent Nuh to his people, so he remained amongst them 1,000 years, except 50. And my father always used to tell me, see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches you subtraction as well. So this is where we get the 950 from. Another meaning of his name is one who naha. Naha means to isolate, to dissociate, or kept himself away from those who desisted in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Prophet Nuh alayhi salam was a carpenter, it is said. And however much his people ignored him, mocked him, even beat him up, he kept on preaching about Tawheed. It is said that people used to come with their young sons and tell them, "Look, if you survive me, don't obey this madman." But he continued preaching. Very many times he used to be buried under piles of stones, and Jibreel used to come and remove the stones and tend to his wounds. After many, many years, Prophet Nuh alayhi salam raised his hands to Allah and said, "Ya Rabbi, I call them night and day, but they're getting worse. They put their fingers in their ears, they cover their faces, so they cannot see me or they cannot hear me. Allah stopped rain to them for many years, but they were so stubborn that they refused to believe him and listen." And we can see one of the complaints or pleas of Prophet Nuh alayhi salam to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Surah An-Nur, it's a beautiful surah, surah number 71. Ayah 21, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Qala Nuhun," Nuh said, "Rabbi innahum asawni wattaba'u man lam yazidhu maluhu wa waladuhu illa khasara. Wa makaru makran kubbara." My Rabb, they have disobeyed me, and they have followed him whose wealth and children have added to him nothing but loss, and they have planned a very great plan. وَقَالُوا, and they say, لَا تَذْرُنَّ عَلِهَتَكُمْ وَلَا تَذْرُنَّ وَدًّا وَلَا سُوَاعًا وَلَا يَغُوثَ وَيَأُوكَ وَنَسْرَ. By no means leave your gods. Do not leave Wad, nor Suwa, nor Yaghuth, and Ya'uq, and Nasr. These are their gods. Well, when his patience was totally exhausted, he then complains to Allah again. And again we see in Surah An-Nur, this time in Ayah 5, when he says, "Rabbi inni da'autu qawmi laylan wa naharan," I called my people by night and day. "Falam yazidhum du'ai illa firara," but my call has only made them flee more, they've run away from me more. He tells them, I call them aloud. He says, I speak to them in public and I speak to them in secret. Look, he says, "Thumma inni da'autuhum jihara," I call them aloud. "Thumma inni alantu lahum wa asrartu lahum israra," in public and in secret. And then he says, "Faqultu astaghfiru rabbakum innahu kana ghaffara." Then I ask forgiveness of your Rabb. Surely he is the most forgiving. But they do not want to listen to me. And then his most wonderful dua, "Rabbi anni maghloobun fantasir," my Rabb, I am drowning, so save me. Whenever you're stuck in life, anywhere, recite this dua. It is an absolutely amazing dua. I shall repeat it. "Rabbi anni maghloobun fantasir." It was then that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks Prophet Nuh alayhi salam to build an ark. It was then that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks Prophet Nuh to build an ark, as his punishment to the people would come in the form of a flood. In response to the command of Allah, Prophet Nuh alayhi salam planted saplings, waited for them to grow up into strong trees, and then cut them down to begin to make the ark. When the people saw him and the believers making an ark, they started laughing at him. The ark was made at a place where now stands Masjid al-Kufa. It is said that it was 1200 yards in length, 800 yards in width, and 80 yards in height. It had three stories, the first for animals, the second for birds, and third for the believers, which is Prophet Nuh alayhi salam, and also his family members. It took 80 years to complete the construction of the ark, and during this time, the generations of people teased him and said that now he had given up being a prophet and returned to become a carpenter. When the ark was ready, Allah asks Prophet Nuh alayhi salam to take his family, the believers, and a pair of each kind of animals and bird to board the ark. Well, his sons Hamsam and Yafis go into the ark, but one of his sons called Kanan refuses to board the ark. When they had boarded the ark, they were asked to say a dua. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that dua in Surah Al-Mu'minun. Again, another dua that we should learn whenever we are traveling. This is Ayah 28 and 29. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. فإذا استويت أنت ومن معك على الفلك فقل الحمد لله الذي نجانا من القوم الظالمين وقل ربي أنزلني منزلا مباركا وأنت خير المنزلين. And when you are firmly seated, you and those with you in the ark say, All praise is due to Allah who delivered us from the unjust people. And then say, O my Rabb, Rabbi, Anzilni, cause me to disembark a blessed alighting. Munzala Mubarakam, wa anta khayrul munzilin, and you are the best to cause to alight. Recite this dua at the time of your journey, or when you're migrating, or even when a child is getting married, especially a daughter, when she is leaving her parents' home. Teach her this dua to recite as soon as she gets to her husband's home. It is absolutely amazing. Well, the water started pouring from the skies and gushing out from the land. And there is a spot that is marked in Masjid al-Kufa where the water first starts gushing out. The ark started moving. Prophet Nuh alayhi salam sees his son Kana'an struggling in the water. Once more he tries to convince him to have iman and come into the ark. But Kana'an replies that he would go to the top of a mountain and be safe there. Prophet Nuh warns him that there is no shelter from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except the ark. Suddenly a huge wave comes and sweeps Kana'an off forever. Prophet Nuh alayhi salam prays for the safety of his son. This is a blood tie. And we see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. In Surah Uhud, ayah 45 and 46, Allah replies to Prophet Hud alayhi salam saying, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ونادى نوح ربه فقال ربي إن ابني من أهلي وإن وعدك الحق وأنت أحكم الحاكمين قال يا نوح إنه ليس من أهلك إنه عمل غير صالح فلا تسألني ما ليس لك به علم إني أعيذك أن تكون من الجاهلين. And Nuh cried out to his Rabb and said, My Rabb, surely my son is of my family, and your promise is true, and you are the most just of the judges. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, No, he is not of your family. He is a doer of other than good deeds. Therefore don't ask me that of which you have no knowledge. Surely I admonish you lest you may be of the ignorant. And immediately Nuh says, قَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي أَعُوذُ بِكَ أَنْ أَسْأَلَكَ مَا لَيْسَ لِي بِهِ إِلْمٍ وَإِلَّا تَغْفِرْ لِي وَتَرْحَمْنِي أَكُمْ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. My Rabb, I seek refuge in you from asking you that of which I have no knowledge. And if you should not forgive me and have mercy on me, I should be of the losers. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala effectively tells Prophet Nuh that Kana'an is not his son because he does not show it by his deeds and therefore does not deserve to be saved. Soon there was so much water that all that could be seen was the sky and water. There was a solar eclipse, and it's related that the ark was pushed by the waves until it reached Makkah, where it circled where the Kaaba was. The whole world was submerged in water except the spot where the Kaaba stood. And I remember my father explaining to me, saying, Have you ever seen water in a sink when you pull out the plug and it revolves round the exit hole? And he says that's exactly how the ark was doing tawaf of the Kaaba. They were scared in the ark, and they recited La ilaha illallah 1,000 times. Again, something else to recite when you fear things. He raised his hands in dua for safety, and on hearing the duas of Prophet Nuh alayhi salam, the earth swallowed its water, the sky stopped raining, and the ark came to rest on Mount Judi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Hud, ayah 44 says, وَقِيلَ يَا عَرْضُ بْلَعِي مَاءَكِ وَيَا سَمَاءُ أَقْلِئِي وَغِيذَ الْمَاءُ وَقُضِيَ الْعَمْرُ وَاسْتَوَتْ عَلَى الْجُودِيِّ وَكِيلَ بُعْدًا لِقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. And it was said, O earth, swallow down your water. O cloud, clear away. And the water was made to abate, and the affair was decided, and the ark rested on the Judi. And it was said, Away with the unjust people. Incidentally, if you get frequent nosebleeds, then this is the ayah to read, and inshallah they will subside. In one of the newspapers, the Daily Mail of London, Monday, January the 17th, 1994, it's reported that a team of geologists had found the remains of an ancient ship which fitted the description of the Ark of Prophet Nuh alayhi salam, high in the mountains of the Turkish-Iranian border. And the mail actually says, and I quote from it, the site is immediately below the peak of the mountain of Al-Judi, which is named in the Quran as the resting place of the Quran. As the resting place of the Ark. Where Prophet Nuh alayhi salam and the others came out at Mosul, and here they laid the foundation of the city which was known as Madinatul Thamanin, which means the city of 80. Prophet Nuh lived for quite a long time after this, and when the angel of death Israel came to him, Prophet Nuh alayhi salam asked him whether there was time for him to go into the shade from the sun. Israel said there was, and Prophet Nuh alayhi salam told him that the life of the world was just like passing from the sun into the shade, that is like entering from one door and leaving through another. One thing about him was that although he lived for such a long time, he never constructed a large house for himself. He always lived in a very small hut. Lots and lots of things to glean from the life of Prophet Nuh alayhi salam. And inshallah, I have inspired you to be able to look up the ayat of Quran which refer to Prophet Nuh alayhi salam and to read more about this amazing personality, the first of the Ulul Azm prophets.